Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? It's your boy James Lopez, representing once again for the dope dads of the Fatherhood is Lit community. On the last episode, we got to talk to my homie Derek Phillips, who used to be an assistant principal in New York City. That one was fun, because when you think of an educator or even principal, you think of the things that they do, but never about how they feel about doing so. It was fun asking a principal how we can do better as fathers, and how we can do better when it comes to our relationships with our kids' educators. Derek made sure to emphasize that the real education starts at home, and I agree. Our kids love us, and many times learn most of their habits, good or bad, from us. If you are around your kids, you know they want to be just like mom and dad. What we show them, they pick up and interpret it in their own way. So make sure you are always thinking of them when they are around. We might not get it right all the time, and that's okay. What we can do is accept the fact that education starts with us, the parents. So next time you think a teacher is the end-all, be-all to education, think again. It starts with us. If you haven't heard our chat with Derek Phillips, go listen to it now. Share it with your friends, and if possible, go show his crew, the Real Dads Network, some love as well. They're here to help fathers nationwide. We need your help helping other dads. Go share the Fatherhood is Lit hashtag on social media, or share the podcast with at least one other person for me today. If you do something dope with your kids and post it online, tag us, or use the hashtag Fatherhood is Lit to let the world know how much you love being present. It won't cost you a thing, and you never know who needs some gems. We dads don't ask for help often. Hook a fellow dad up. For this week's episode, episode 81 of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, I want to talk about lessons and how they sometimes backfire. I want to cover why we don't know it all, how our kids know more than us sometimes, and falling back on your life experiences, especially when our lessons backfire, and it starts with cryptocurrency. Unless you have been living under a rock, the new wave in regards to investment opportunities is investing in cryptocurrency. A big one you probably heard of is Bitcoin. I have been following Bitcoin ever since my company, The Fat Startup, spoke at South by Southwest on profiting off of video games in 2014. A crazy, drunk, and very high guy told us all about it and how he was mining coins 24/7. Let's just say homie is a multimillionaire by now. I watched the space closely, never investing in it until late last year. The funny thing is that I only did it because my son wanted shares of a coin called Dogecoin. At the time, Bitcoin itself went from 30,000 to 40,000 in a matter of weeks. Then higher and higher it went. We didn't partake in the upside because even though I'm a computer scientist by trade, I didn't believe in it enough to dump the little bit of money we had into it. I like traditional investments like real estate, stocks, and building brands. Pretty boring in today's world, but it works for me and it would help my son later. My son really wanted to get into the space and said, "Dad, we're going to be rich." We all heard that before. I didn't believe him, but it reminded me of when I told my dad back in 1998 that he should buy all the Microsoft stocks that he could. I had just got 100 in my economics class because my fake stock portfolio was killing the game. If it were real money, we would be rich. My dad told me, "Jimmy, when you have your own money, then you could go ahead and become rich," in a very sarcastic voice. I can still hear him and feel him saying it like it was yesterday. It was my first lesson on doing things with your own stuff, not other people's money. For weeks and even months, I begged him to open up a brokerage account. For months, he told me no. Then the market boomed. Jimmy was right, but it didn't matter. All we owned were CDs at a bank at the time. My dad, he wasn't willing to trust me, and rightfully so. I was a kid. How was he supposed to believe that I knew what I was talking about? I remember how I felt, and if you know me, you know I'm all about exposing my kids to everything and anything I can within reason. My son wanted digital currency, so I got him some Dogecoin for less than 0.001 cents. That's less than a cent. The goal was to have it all fail because I believe it was going up due to hype, not usability. My lesson? it quickly started to backfire. First and foremost, we parents don't know it all, and that's perfectly fine. I learned that real quick with Dogecoin. I kept telling my son, watch, this coin isn't going anywhere, but I'm willing to take a risk in order to teach you a lesson. I was banking on the hype dying down quickly, but man, was I wrong. We all know when our kids are right and we are wrong, they don't stay quiet about it. I can picture my oldest smiling all about it as I talk about this now. I hate when he's right, when I know he should be wrong. But what can you do? That's one of those moments that you can hide like you weren't wrong, or you can do something great for your child and tell them they were right. That moment of validation goes a long way for a kid. Instead of hiding it from my son, I went in and bought some more shares of Dogecoin at less than 2 cents a share. It's one thing to tell them they are right. It's a bonus when you can show them that you support their right decision. Can't always do both, but when you can, do it. Take advantage of it. I remember telling my friends Paul and Adam of Dead Life Studios how stupid I felt that my son was right, but how proud I was that he not only learned something, but that he also had the fortitude to ask me about investing in digital currencies. He learned more about crypto that whole month than I did in 7 years of being in the tech space, because he, like other kids, loved the new stuff and gravitate to become early adopters of things when they are allowed to do so. I got caught up with the technology side of things. He got caught up with the investment opportunity. We can't know it all. Let them live a little and see what happens. Just make sure you don't put up all your money, energy, or time that you can't afford to lose, just in case they are wrong. Having that lesson backfire wasn't a total waste. Sometimes we will be wrong and our kids will be right, but that doesn't mean our lessons are a wash. We can fall back on our experiences to make sure they don't get hurt. How many times have you heard your parent or someone else say, "We have been here before"? That's real. And that real world experience comes in handy when it comes to educating or being there for your kids. For me, I saw the tech boom in the early 2000s get hype and then crash. I lived through it. We lived through it. We all learned that sometimes something that looks really, really good can turn out to be really, really bad. Just ask everybody that invested in tech in the early 2000s and then got burned in the late 2000s. This isn't our first rodeo, and that's more than likely how we feel with many of the things our kids are experiencing now. The market is hyped right now, even though our economy is fucked up. Those experiences we had can help them. For example, we saw our measly investment turn into thousands in return. Really, really good money. But I knew the hype would die down a bit. When that happens, dips can hurt someone, or it can be a great chance for someone else to jump in the market. I was experienced enough to see a trend and bought more shares. My son was against it at first. He kept telling me I had no idea what I was doing. I asked my son what he wanted to do, even though I knew what he should do. He said, "Let it ride, Dad." His eyes, his mind, was cluttered with what ifs. What if Dogecoin hits $100? What if it hits $200? That would turn into more money than most people see in a lifetime. That's where my experience with watching the market go up and then crashing could come into play. Before this recording, we watched Dogecoin go all the way up to 45 cents a coin. You know what we did? Nothing. We didn't take profits, even though I know we should and pushed them to. We let my oldest decide. As he watched the price go back down to 30 cents, he said, "Dad, if it hits 20 cents, buy me more." I asked why. He said Elon Musk, Mark Cuban, and even the brand Slim Jim were pushing Dogecoin on 420 for Dogecoin Day. What kind of crap is that? From my experience, I knew this was a bad sign. I let him know, but still gave him the option to do what he wanted. A few more bucks won't break us, and I was still stuck on teaching him not to chase the herd. The market dropped, and we watched Dogecoin go to less than 23 cents a coin. Maybe I should have pushed him more to sell so he could bank some of the profits. But I had to let him do him, because all I ever wanted was for my dad to trust in me and let me do me. And trust me when I tell you, it was hard not to use my previous experiences to mess up his learning. It was hard to tell him, yo, do you, win or lose. But it happened anyway. I had to give him the opportunity to show me that he knew what he was talking about, and possibly know more than I did. That's the beauty of fatherhood. Sometimes our kids will know more than us. But is that a bad thing? One thing I picked up from my son is that even though I am full of life experiences, there are times when they will know more about something than we do. I love sneakers. Because of my son, I learned that there was a market for all my old, worn down sneakers that I used to throw away. Kids will buy them, restore them, and then resell them to other kids. Talk about mind blown. I never thought kids would want to do that. But I also remember all my friends coming through to my crib to borrow my sneakers. Athlete's foot galore. Kind of disgusting when you think about it. Even though I am a tech nerd, my son forced me to level up because he knew more about crypto than I did. I also know he is young and gullible. I don't want him taking everything that the talking heads like Gary Vaynerchuk or others are saying as pure facts. I want him to question everything. In order to help him, I had to help myself and get educated. He doesn't know more about the technology side of things like I do, but as a youth, he most definitely knows how crypto can be used for his generation way more than I do. Sometimes as parents, we got to eat that. We have to say to ourselves, hey, my child knows more than me, and not get upset. Wasn't that the goal? Let me say that again. Wasn't that the goal? To raise kids that are better than us? Well, that includes knowledge. I tell my kids that I am one of the smartest people they will ever meet. I believe that. But I also believe that they will surpass me in knowledge. And man, I love it when they do. I love it when they know more about a topic than I do. That shit feels real good. We win some and we lose some. But most importantly, when our lessons backfire, you have to remember that at least we are playing the game. I know sometimes, like with Dogecoin, it's better to be lucky than good. That lesson I learned throughout my lifetime, but the real winner is my son or your kids. My son is 14 years old and knows more about finances than I did at 21 years old and knows more than some of the adults I know. As a matter of fact, he'll run laps around some of the adults that I know. He got lucky with Dogecoin and other investments. That luck has him excited about future wins. The losses, he still tries to hide. Like when Dogecoin declined, he wasn't going crazy running around the house screaming Dogecoin to the moon anymore. He wasn't rubbing it in anymore. He was avoiding me, and we all knew exactly why. He knew he got lucky, but he also knew I was coming to tell him so. In this case, I'm super proud of him, whether he loses all the money or not. The lessons are pouring in without me forcing them upon him or boring him. As a dad, that right there is a huge win, and due to that, I'm okay with being wrong at times. I'm okay with him knowing more than me at times, and I'm sure as hell happy that sometimes his luck is better than my skill set. As long as our kids grow, learn, and adapt, what's there to complain about? To me, one of the greatest things we can do is to expose our kids to things. By doing so, there will be times when we are wrong, and there will be times when they know more than us. But that was the goal anyway. To raise kids that are better than us in all sense of the word. Let them win sometimes because we can't win them all, but we can be there to educate them when things go left. We can use our experiences to not only educate, but to also elevate them. And that right there is a blessing. So next time you tell your kids something or you think you know something more than they do and it backfires, remember, we can't be perfect, but we sure can play the game and win no matter what the losses might look like. Don't let that go over your head, fellas. Dad life to the moon. We matter, fellas. Keep making your presence felt. Fatherhood is lit.